In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And I'm going to be reading from one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. When I was a child, it was called the Last Gospel. It was read at every Mass. And so I kind of learned it because I followed through with the Missal. But I'm going to explain it today, so I ask for the Holy Spirit to help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. John 1. In the beginning. Oh, we go all the way back to Genesis. In the beginning was the Word. This is the new Genesis. This is Genesis 2. This is redemption. Oh, Adam sinned, but now, in the beginning existed the Word, and the Word was with God in the beginning, and the Word was God. Oh, the Word that existed with the Father from all eternity was in the beginning with God. It was through the Word that the Father spoke the world into existence. Let there be light, and there was light, and that was not the light of the sun, that was not the light of the moon, that was the glory of God. For no moon and no sun had been created. The Lord spoke his word, the word that was with the Father from the beginning, in the beginning. The same was in the beginning with God. That's the Word. All things were made through him. I'm looking out at the ocean. This ocean was made through the Word. I'm looking at the beautiful waves and the sky. It was made through him. I'm looking at the mountains in my mind. They were made through him. And the volcanoes made through him. Oh, and I look and I see, you know, the white mountains filled with snow made through him. And then I look at the little baby. All things were made through him. Through whom? Through the Word. All things. My fingers were made through him. You were made through him. All things were made through him. And without him, that's the Word, was not anything made that was made. Nothing was made unless the Word spoke it into existence. Nothing was created unless the Word spoke it into existence. In him, that's the Word, was life. In the Word was life. The life was the light of men. Oh yes, that life in the Word is the light of men. In him was life, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. In him was life. There was no life apart from the Word. And as he speaks the Word into existence, life comes. Birds, animals, fish. And the light shines in the darkness. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Without that light in us, the light of God, the light of Christ, there is no light. There is only complete darkness. That's why our lives need to be yielded to the Word made flesh. That's why our lives need to be yielded to Jesus. Without that light, we are in darkness. That's why we see so much darkness in the world, because the light is the life of men, and the men that exist, most of the men on the planet, do not have that life. They do not have that life, which is the light of men. They are in complete darkness. Without that life, which is the light of men, men are in complete darkness. We see Obama now trying to take away our defenses. We think we're going to trust Russia? Give me a break. We see our legislators saying, you know, it's all right to come out and say you're gay in the service. This is another, the no light, it's only darkness. We see abortion, which is the law of the land. No light. The light of Jesus has gone out in our legislators, in our Supreme Court. There is no light. No light, because the light is the life of men, and we are into killing. We are into death. We are into evil. Oh, yes, we snapped that light off so many years ago when we said we will not serve. We will not give our life unto the Word made flesh. We shut that life off, that light off, and we are groping in darkness. Beloved, this is a world that is filled with darkness, and we are to shine in that light and with that light as stars in this crooked and perverse generation. That light was the life of men, and the light shines in the darkness. The light shines in the darkness. Do you not know you are the light of the world? The light shines in the darkness, and the world, as we know, it is dark, and it's getting darker. That's why we need Christians who are lights, who have the life and light of Christ in them, because we are the only hope of the world. The only hope of the world is Lumen Gentium, the light of the nations, which is the church, God's people. I tell you, the world has no light but you. And if you put your light under a bushel basket, that light will never shine. You must never be a closet light. You must never be a closet Christian. You must speak what you believe and know what you speak and say what you speak and live the way that lights live, light shining in the darkness. It is the light of Jesus, and it says that light could not be comprehended. It could not be put out. It could not be blown out. It could not be snuffed out. I tell you, because that light is eternal. That light that shines through us is an eternal light. It cannot be comprehended, cannot be put out. Oh, they can kill me, but they cannot put the light out. That light shines in the darkness, and it's a
darkness that could not comprehend the light, could not put out the light. Oh, but I'll tell you, the devil himself will try to put out that light. He will put out that light by discouragement. He will put out that light by fear. He will try to put out that light by sickness. He will try to put out that light by guilt. He will try to put out that light by torment. He will try to put out that light by any way that he can. But it is a light that shines in the darkness. It is the light of Christ, and it cannot be comprehended. It cannot be snuffed out.
It cannot, because it's an eternal light. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it's an eternal light.
Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was Giovanni. Oh, he was sent from God. John came for a witness, to bear witness to the light. John came to witness the light, that all men might believe through him, that through John all men might believe through him. John was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness to the light. I baptize you with water, but there's one who comes after me, mightier than I, of whose sandal I am not able to unsnap. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. I am not the Messiah. John said, I am not the Messiah. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness to the light. That was the true light, Jesus. The true light, the Word, that enlightens every man that comes into the world. The true light is not John. The true light is, behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. The true light was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Oh, yes, he made the world. He spoke it into existence. Oh, he came into the world, the very world that he created, the very world that he spoke into existence, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, unto his own people, unto his own Jewish people. Oh, he was the long-awaited Messiah, but his own received him not. The world knew him not. His own, the Jewish people, received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah! To many that received the Word, to many that received the light, to many that received him who spoke the world into existence. Do you hear me? He gave the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. 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 Even to them that believe in his name. What's his name? Come on, his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The name above every other name, Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people. His name is Jesus. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. Oh, yes, we were born of God. Born of God, if we have received him into our hearts, we've been born of the Holy Ghost. Born of God through water and the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, no one can put this light out. No one can put this light out. It is the light of the life of man. It is the life of the Holy Ghost that dwells in the believer. To everyone that has received Jesus, that life of God dwells in us. Hallelujah. The very life that raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. The very Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, in the most tiny believer, in the most broken believer. You need never be shamed, for that light lives in you. You need never be ashamed of the past, for that light lives in you. For you were not born of blood or the will of flesh. You were born of God. 14th verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word that was with the Father from all eternity became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Nazareth. In 9 months, she brought the Word made flesh forth in Bethlehem. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, tabernacled himself among us, tented himself among us. That's the old covenant where the presence of God was tabernacled and tented. Now the Word becomes flesh and he tabernacles, tents himself among us. Oh yes, oh yes, and we have beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. His glory, glory only pertains to God. The Kabod Yahweh, the glory of God, only pertains to God. We have beheld his glory. When the Word spoke, "Let there be light," it was the glory of God that filled the earth, that even now the angels sing in heaven, "Heaven and earth are full of your glory." We have beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, the only begotten of the Father. He is the only Son of the Father, the only natural Son, that word that became flesh. He is the Father's only Son, begotten from all eternity, always with the Father. We become sons through the Holy Ghost, through faith and baptism. We are adopted sons. He is the only begotten Son of the Father. When he took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, brought forth in Bethlehem, if you held this baby brought forth in Bethlehem, you were holding God. You were holding the only begotten of the Father. You are beholding the light of the life of men. You would be beholding the one who created the universe. Oh!
Full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. This Word made flesh is full of grace and truth.
Let's listen. John bore witness to the Word made flesh and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me,
because he was before me. Oh, yes, even though John's older, he was before me because this word is eternal. And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. The law that condemned us was given through Moses, but grace and truth that forgives and acquits come through Jesus Christ. Oh, the law was good, but the Father sent a Savior to redeem the world, a Savior who would die for you, who would die for me, who would give his life for us, who would fulfill the law and cause us to be washed in the blood of Jesus, in his blood, the blood of the Word made flesh, the blood of God's only begotten Son, who is true God and true man, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No man has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, has revealed him. It is the Son who has been eternally in the bosom of the Father, reveals the Father. No man has ever seen the Father, but the Son reveals, takes the veil off so that we might know the Father. That Philip said, show us the Father. And Jesus said, Philip, have I been with you so long that you do not know me? If you see me, you see the Father. This prologue is as deep as God himself. This prologue is as deep as God himself. Oh, my Lord, I did not do any justice to it. We're talking about the depths of the deep when we talk about the prologue of John. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He tented himself among us. He tabernacled himself among us, joining the old covenant and the new covenant. Now we do not have a law. We have flesh and blood. To hold this child is not to hold a cold, cold tablet, but a warm body who will give himself on the cross. Hallelujah! For you and for me. That's why your shame needs to be put down the toilet. Your shame is not of God. Your guilt is not of God. Your torment is not of God. Grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. Tonight we're going to have Mass at 7:30 at the Holy Rosary. That's right. Followed by confessions, and we'll be singing Christmas carols tonight, worshiping God. Hallelujah. You're welcome to come. It's Wednesday. You're welcome to come and join the festivities of worship tonight. You're welcome to come. And I'm also going to tell you this, my friends, going to tell you this, that I need to hear from you. You people that have listened to me for 150 years, you've never sent me any gift. We need to be on in your area. I'm telling you, without you, I cannot continue to do this. The Lord has been so good to us. This will be our 27th year in January. The Lord has been so good to us. So I ask you to help me. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you got one of our Christmas letters, please respond to it. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Tonight, 7:30 Mass, and also today at 1 o'clock, they'll be worshiping the Lord at the Holy Rosary. So you're welcome to come. Our place is a place of worship. You're welcome to come. And you know, Jimmy the roofer has just been offered a big job, a construction job, to gut out a place and to do a commercial roof. I'm telling you, when you see his work, you're talking the work of an expert. You're not talking the work of somebody who puts things together. You're talking the work of an expert. We've seen recently people fix their house, and it's taken them weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. But I'm going to tell you, Jimmy does it crackerjack, tight, perfect. I'm telling you, I've seen his work in pictures. Nobody does it like Jimmy. 617-519-0341. He's shingled. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. And you know what? I'm looking for a truck. A truck that can hold, something to, a plow. I'm looking for a truck. A truck that can hold a plow and plow my area around the church. If someone has it, I'd be very grateful. And even if I have to buy it at a cheap price, I'd do it. My telephone number is 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. A truck with a plow that's in good condition. And even if I have to buy it for a couple of thousand, I'd do that. Because we need to plow our area, because we're going to get a lot of snow this winter. I'd be very grateful. You might have it hanging around. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210 for a plow. And Jimmy, 617-519-0341. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah! God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.